We begin the card daf Masechta Sivam Estef Nizayin. Begin a Menal. Begin the Tesis Master. Begin with Zigmar. V'alboyer beichin Mirbeishia v'loy pashlein. He didn't resolve it. Tesis explains Mirbeishia that Mirbeishia parch. The question is Mirbeishia himself. Here he's saying Amalaz Mirbeishia Tzuadaka Koyin that gets engaged to Bas Yisrael. According to a little shimon that said the Mishnah Mesli B'sul B'derei, so that you could eat heroes, you could eat because you could be Macham Macham Acher, which case, as we explained, Bas Geirim. What do you mean? Mirbeishia himself was asked later on in the Sugya through Rabbi Yechanan. Could a Ptsuadaka coin be Machabas Gim? And he did not resolve it. So how could Rabbi Yishai say here, so obviously, that according to them, you'd be able to Machal, which obviously is with Baskerim? That's the Gemara's question. It says Toys, the Tame, it's a wonder. Because Lekaman Maskina, because later on the Gemara does conclude, Rabbi Yechon and Blei Alibi Rabbi Lez Ben Yaakov. His question was specifically according to Rabbi Lez Ben Yaakov that holds that if a mother's from Israel, so then he gets an addition of Kedusha or Kashas. But, I believe it's Rabbi Lez Ben Yaakov, Efshir the machel bas geirim. It's possible that the daka koyin would actually feed bas geirim. Why? Because the b'shimim machshir geirim is pechusim bas geirim l'koyin. And so he obviously doesn't hold like a Yehuda that like a geir is like a chol. And so the b'dilma may be that sabinami the kal geirim l'mikir kal. Maybe he holds that it's not considered kal. So therefore, that's why she could always eat chuma like her basi. So since here Rabbi Yishai is going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, so obviously he resolved it according to them. The Ptuadaka that marries a Bas Yisrael would feed a Truma because he could be Machul Weir, but Bas Gerim, according to them. So what's the question on Rabbi Yishai? So it says, Taisim, you become just Pirish, but however, the way you can answer is that according to Rashi, the Kula Sugi Dashas Masikla, the whole Sugi that the Gemara concludes, is only the Gemara of Rabbi Yishai Lepashim. Rabbi Yishai himself actually did not resolve anything. That is, according to Biyisi, he had this question, even though we don't know why he had the question. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Shimon, you could have the question, and therefore the Gemara is asking, but he was asked the question and never resolved it, even though the Gemara ultimately does conclude, but that wasn't Rabbi Yishai himself. He himself never resolved that question. Continuing next test master, beginning with the Gemara Bayam, he says, oh, you do have Machal Malka Machar, you could have a case where if he's a Ptuadaka in his marriage, and then he subsequently is not intimate with her, so you see he could be Machal b'makam acher, and that's why he could be Machal. Says Taisis, Tame, it's a wonder. What's the wonder? Because the Beliyada Gufa, what do you mean? Even when he's not intimate with her, that case itself, am I Machal Abaye? Why according to Abaye, could he feed your Truma in that case? Because that's the Mishnah Mesli B'suli. She's also waiting for an invalid Bia. As we see, that's what's what his wife is that's what marriage is, that she's waiting for the next bia, which would make her apostle. And moreover, the Tavishikva Achla, the same reason, oh, because they're already married and she already ate, less le Abaya. Abaya doesn't hold her that good, but some like the Gemara tells us shortly. And Rabbi Nami Hechakama, Rabbi himself, how could he say, Shani Hosan, there's Tavishikva Achla because she already ate, but Haliba, the Rabbi Loza Kai Mahacha, he would go according to, and he gives us Rabbi Loza. Now, Rabbi Loza is Leba Arl, he holds later on the Ein Hemer Al, Shekva Achla, Lo Yamrina Nahimas Nina Gufed Lo Yada. We actually don't say that, Akra Achla, on that Mishnah itself of the case of when Lo Yada, that he was not intimate with her. The Kama says, Mam Tana Mishnah Meres Labi Yibsul Dereisa Achla, who's the Tana that holds that if you're waiting for a Bibsul Dereisa that she's going to eat? Amr Rabbi Loza, he says, Mamachlekes, no, it's Tali in the Machlekes. Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon, and it's going like Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Shimon that they hold, that a kohen that gets married to a grusha b'chalitza so could feed her truma, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yechlam, he says, no, I'll fill him with a meyer. Kimon says, okay, meyer, now Mishnah holds that they cannot eat truma. But Shani Hosn, it's different. She cried achl because before it became b'tzudaka, she was ready eating. So she could continue eating even after it becomes a b'tzudaka. So you see, Rabbi Elazar does not hold that our Mishnah is directed like Rabbi Meir. Only Rabbi Yechlam says that. So he obviously does not hold the reason because of kfar achla. So if that's the case, so then why is she eating truma b'tzuvadaka? At the end of the day, she's Mishnah Mes, Labi B'sula. And moreover, what's difficult is that if we see that according to Balaza doesn't hold the kfar achla, so if that's the case, so it comes out that she could eat without any reason. So why are we saying over here in the Bayan Rava to give a reason why could she eat truma? So says to the Fishlamat, you can say it's like this. The time she kfar achla, mahanul kulama. Truth is, this reasoning, this rationale that she already ate is effective according to Ebonim Kondra Balaza. But it's L'inyin Zed, regarding this idea, Sho'icheles, that she eats L'Ribbalaza B'Rib Shimon, and that is Afa Pisha Imacha Mokamacha, even though that he cannot feed elsewhere, because Ptuadaka cannot feed anywhere else. And still, we see it's effective with Kfar Ochla that she can continue eating. And those even according to that even according to Rabbi Elazar, he holds it according to Rabbi Elazar and Shimon, that we say that reasoning because she already ate, so she continued to eat. But like Pollock, Rabbi Elazar doesn't disagree with Rabbi Yechonon. El b'may the common Rabbi Yechonon, only ground Rabbi Yechonon says the eicheles afel Remeya, that he says even Remeya hold that she could eat. Why mitam shikva achlo? He says because she already ate. Oh, that's what he disagrees, and he says no, according to Remeya that wouldn't be effective because shikva achlo. And the reason is the lechashiv mishtameres labi psula, because he's saying according to Remeya is not considered as anticipating a bi psula. Kim detchilas achalas havin nesu kashas, because the beginning of her eating was a valid marriage because it wasn't a betzudak yet. Oh, v'havakila in kayyamim ba'imdim nadayin shetochem mekuchet. So that's as if that original entity is still around. She's eating because of that, as long as he wasn't itma with her. That's what Rabbi disagrees, and he holds it. No, we don't say that for Remeya. And the reason of Rabbi is that just like that Remeya does not hold of machal elsewhere, like we see in our sugya, so it doesn't hold of a shikra achla. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that just like the hold of machal elsewhere, so to over here, the hold of a shikra achla. So therefore that makes sense, Rabbi Shimon and Mishnah, and Rabbi Lazar within the Aral. Now based on this, we can understand what we originally asked. Now, so the Maisi Abaya. So Abaya brings Lozna Sugya a Petzua Daka Shekidish, that we said that it could be Mecha Betruma, even though over here you don't have those two reasonings, because it's not Machal, and she didn't have Ochla yet. Still, the Chashiv Yeshla Lahachal Makam Acher, because like the Gemara says, we consider it as if it could feed elsewhere. What's the reason for that? Because Kimin Shemachal B'Loyada, since we said he could feed when he Loyada, and because of, and why over there, like we were asking, because over there is Kfa Achla. So therefore, Petzur Daka is also considered Machal Makam Acher, that even though at the time of condition is ready Petzur Daka, so therefore you could eat over here. That's what Abai was trying to say. Now, based on this, we would understand this, that Rabbi disagrees in Abai, and he gives a different reasoning in Rabbi Elazar. But even at the end of the day, Rabbi Elazar says the reason over there is because Shekfa Achla. Now, since Rabbi Elazar and Shimon hold also the reason of Macha Macha Macha, so you could say that because of that, she could also eat over here. Now, that's what Taisa says, but Rabbi Saba, Rabbi holds the Loi Choshev Yeshlacha Macha Macha. No, that's not considered that Yeshlacha Macha Macha. Why? Kim Nei Macha L'Hosham, Adei Maisa Shal Achshav, because there is not Macha because of something happening right now, Ela Adei Shekfa Achla, because yeah, you could have over the machal, but that's not because of his intrinsic ability. It's only because of Kfa Achla. Therefore, that's why he disagrees with Abai. But then another great person came, and they asked him something else, which he said that was Rish Lakish. So Taisus, come Ashma, but here it sounds like that he was really a great person when he came with Rabbi Yechonon, meaning interpreting the Gemara when he came, and he says Hadras Bach, which is Taisa explains about Mitzvah Pedal and Aleph. That meant go back to what used to be, that he was a really great person. He didn't just become a Baal Teshuva then the first time in his life. Sounds like that from over here. Where that he had first learned Torah, and then he became a bandit. And the proof is because over here, the Rish Lakish is asking a question, who was Rabbi Shal B'Yechon, the teacher of B'Yechonon. And if that's the case, so Rabbi Yechon was a student of Rabbi Yishya, and he wasn't a teacher to his students. The story about Metzia, he was already a teacher. And so, obviously over there, if he was already asking questions already from before this, obviously he had at one point been a Gadol B'Torah, and then he went and became a bandit, and then he was telling him to come back. But he had already been a Gadol before he came to Rabbi Yechon. I know, and the mask called Rish Lakish. And if he doesn't have the sanctity, then also she doesn't eat, because the Amar, because he says Kal Game Riker Kal, the kill of game is called kill, and for that reason itself, the Petzua Daka would be problematic with this Basker. Now, since there's tame, it's a wonder, because what are we saying over here in these two different Bekedushase, La Bekedushase, Tabel the Maimer? It should have just said it all together as one. Bein Bekedushase Koi, Bein Loi Koi, Loi Ochla, she doesn't eat. Mahani Trey Tame, for these two reasons that we're bringing. First of all, the Basger is Zocha Gabas Chol, Zocha, that the daughter of a male Ger is like the daughter of a male Chol. But more about the Kal Gerin, Ikri Kal. Tafilo live kedusha asikoi that even if he does not have kedusha, shesu doesn't eat. That's mitam the basker zacher kibas chol zacher because of the daughter of a ger. It's like the daughter of chol adik chalala, so she's like a chalal. Chalal in a chazbe chuma. Chalal doesn't eat chuma because it's by bas with the kedushin of ein zamen af. So what do we care if the husband a kain has his kedusha or not? This that she doesn't eat is not because of him. It's because of herself. So anyway, she's not going to. We have a time of Rabbi Huda b'Basgir Zachar and if the reason of Rabbi Huda by the daughter of a ger, so she doesn't eat. Isn't Mishum Elksiv because it said in the pasuk Mizeret Yisrael Kinemucha Chasam, like it's obvious over there in Kedushin of Ayin Ches that he says what's the Zeret base Yisrael? It's until all the Zeret from Yisrael, which that's from the father has to be from Yisrael, excluding a Basgir Zachar. Now, if that's the case of Muslim Amir, they could have said, that's not exactly like a halala, adavkil nasalakuna. Rather, it's only regarding getting married to Hokain, because that's the context that it's brought. Maybe you have to say that all this, that she's not fit for Hokain, is only if he's with his Kedusha, but it's also even without his Kedusha. So that's why you need to say the reasoning. And it would make sense in our sugya. The problem is, but there it sounds like they get time to be good in the so it sounds like it's not from that pasuk. It's because of the kavu chema. Machal shabam tibik shevuchulu. They come from a kosher tipa. So gear that comes from a tipa sula. Of course, the door is going to be pasul. Well, if he's that, based on this day, it's back to this question. It's l'shavik a halal gamri, so we should make it totally a halala. And so then, why are we dividing into two reasonings? Whether it's kedusha or not kedusha, it should be all the same thing. And text does not answer the question. Why do we have to separate it? Which is, look, one looks in Taisa Rosh, exactly to understand what Taisa is really asking, but it sounds like at least why do you have to separate into two? Either way, it would be the same, and we come down to the same principle. Why do you have to make it into two separate arguments? Because he says, that even the Begir Mezigiris, the daughter is going to be Kasha Rekuna according to this mandam. Now, still, Akati. Even if Bas Kim Kedi Truma, still tzarch l'time, you still need the reasoning of the other Svara. This like Hal Gem l'kakal, that he holds that the Kil B'Gem is not considered a Kal, because if it was, so even though Bas Kim is permitted for Kahuna, but should be getting married to Daka, would be forbidden because Leiva B'Tzur Daka l'kal Hashem. So if that's the case, so why didn't he say this reason at all? So that's what it says. But Chosh L'Haskim, I wasn't concerned of mentioning Ilanata Abekama. He only waits until he says, Yilabi Kedusha Sekoi Achle B'Chule, and if he doesn't have his Kedusha, then she could eat because the Kilogram is not called Kahal. The Eloi Koi, because if he does not have his Kedusha, Sagile Betam, the Kalgam, like a Kalachoda, then it's enough just with the reason of the Kilogram is not considered Kahilo, just by that itself. In other words, in the beginning, you're right, you needed both reasonings. That the kilo of game is not considered kahal, and the bas game eats truma. It's just since in the last half, when we're saying that he does not miss kedusha, so it's sufficient with just saying the kilo of game is not considered kahal, so that we say there to save. And from there, we know that in the ratio also needed that reasoning, and the ratio only said the additional idea of that bas game could also eat truma. Next, this matter begins to be in this degree. That not within the Mishnah of Lazmi Yakabayim, it says, Yish Bazgayim Bechulu, which takes the Mishnah and sets Bekurim. For the Kash is not difficult to lay Massim Asin Peg Baz Tekadush, why wouldn't bring the Mishnah in the last Peg Kadush, not by Zaman Al. The Hakabam Mishnah, because this is also a Mishnah.